and he was an alcoholic. Tatum had a very tragic personal situation with alcohol and was dead within weeks after this performance. It's hard to believe. Listen to what he's doing. It's the same kind of thing that you hear in the Moskowski Etude, except this goes on for, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes. Mark will know, because I think it's listed there, as to the possibilities in terms of passage work in just one of those things. Now, he's accompanied here. Tatum's accompanied by Red Callender and Joe Jones. Callender was the drum player, and Joe Jones is the bass player. And listen to what these three can do, and how Tatum passes himself off to both the bass player and the drum player, and they pass it back and forth as if they were throwing a ball around in a circle. So listen to this wonderful sense of investigatory possibility by way of what we call imagery. Remember, here we go. Thank you. You know, these myriads of patterns weaving around and through the bass and the drummer. Again, I'm sure you, when you think about it, the analogy, the parallels, the investigatory techniques that Tatum was using was precisely the same kind of thing you heard in that etude by Mussorgsky. The possibilities, however frozen, because those notes are all written, they never changed. Based upon harmonies that also never changed. The investigation into the possibility of continuity without running out of ideas. And somewhere along the line, almost regretfully, these performers have got to stop, which fortunately for us gives us the time to do some sleeping. You know, Oscar Peterson, who probably runs as close to the sheer pianism in pop of Art Tatum. Oscar Peterson was a gigantic pianist, of course. He said that when he first heard Art Tatum, he cried himself to sleep that night. That's how he felt about it. Was it Fats Waller? Yeah, Fats Waller, who was one of the two pianists who affected Tatum's way of playing. Fats Waller comes first because he wrote, what, Ain't Misbehavin' or Honeysuckle Rose. I mean, Fats Waller was a heck of a musician and a good pianist. When Fats Waller was sitting at a club playing, Tatum was ushered in and sat down in the rear, and Fats Waller noticed that Tatum had come in, and he stopped playing, and he said, "I am going to stop playing now because God is in the house." Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
I mean, talk about profound. Anyway, I thought perhaps if I could just come up with a question. How about a contest? What do you want to call my program? What am I doing here? Or square peg in a round hole? I'll leave it up to you. Thank you.
You know, honestly, thanks, Liz. I mean, I felt like applauding after that last performance. That was all improv. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I had my headphones on. It was the best thing ever. It was just great. And, you know, Frank Iafola sort of let us know, too, that on this date in 1932, Duke Ellington recorded It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Today, 1932.
Interesting.
Yep. Thank you, Les. That was great.
A lot of fun. Thank you for doing this.
You're very welcome. All right. Unfortunately, now we have to go to the other Hurwitz.
And now we come to the low-rent part of the program.
We do. Mark is the founder and all-around maintenance guy at Boston's Hidden Restaurants. And you also have your own blog, Boston Restaurant Talk. And you're going to tell us all about the latest industry news in the restaurant area in New England. And hopefully we'll bum us out about some closings like you usually do.
I actually have some good news for...
You're kidding.
Yeah. I mean, I actually do have some good news for a change. Toward the end of the year, you know, around, like late December, it looked like everything was collapsing in the restaurant industry. So, like, all these places were closing. Les Baliers or Bellucci. There was a Shepherd in Cambridge. And, it looked kind of bleak. But now that we're into January and February, all of a sudden we have some pretty big restaurant openings coming. And one is actually today. It's called the Milk Bar, and it's coming to Harvard Square today. And for those who know New York pretty well, it's a place that's been, it's opened by a James Beard Award winner, Christina Tosi, Mould, we'll call her Mould, listen, Bob Mould, Christina Tosi, who, Bon Appetit, I think they were the ones who said it's one of the most exciting bakeries in the country. So they have all these sweets, pastries, baked goods, and they open in the old, was it the Crimson... What was that, you know, was it Mimi's or, you know, that place on the corner of Brattle and Mass Ave? It was like a magazine place and convenience store.
You see the empty look in my eyes?
Yeah,
all four of them.
Might have been a couple names to it. Anyways, they opened at the corner of Mass Ave and Brattle, right in the heart of Harvard Square. And the place is shared by another restaurant called, and this is kind of funny, it's Ampersand Pizza. So it's the ampersand sign and pizza.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for drawing that out. Since we're on the radio, it's
I just
helpful.
Pulled a muscle in my forearm by doing that. They're based in Washington, D.C. I have heard incredible reviews of their pizza. And the two of them are good friends, the owner of Ampersand Pizza and Milk Bar. And so, you know, it took a while for the place to get in there. There were some problems with the zoning and Cambridge Historic Commission. But both are now open as of today. So that's a really huge opening. as far as the Boston area. People have been waiting for this one for a while. So, another big opening that took place recently. Actually, there's a few of them. I don't know where to. I know we're. We only have about 45 minutes. There's so many openings and closings of late. A dive bar that everyone thought was closing for good reopened recently, the Beacon Hill Pub in Beacon Hill. And the owners, they bought the property along with property. Sullivan's Tap they bought. They bought the Tam and Mary Ann's in Cleveland Circle. And they reopened the Tam, they reopened Sullivan's Tap, and they recently reopened the Beacon Hill Pub, and they kept it as kind of a neighborhood dive bar, which is, you know, commendable because a lot of these places reopen and they're, you know, upscale fern bars, which, you know, some people like, but, you know, there's so many dive bars that have been closing in Boston lately. It's good to see that this one has come back. So, and the Longfellow Bar opened in the old Cafe Algiers space in Harvard Square. So it's Michael Scalfo. He owns a few restaurants in Boston area. And it's, you know, it's small plates, it's cocktails, kind of a nice simple place with, you know, you can go there, maybe have a drink, and then go down to Alden and Harlow, which is below it, which is in the old Casablanca space. You know that space, right?
It's really like a new era in Harvard Square. I mean, it's unrecognizable to me.
It is, and there's good and bad to that, you know. Yep. Like, there was a whole block that closed recently with Crema Cafe and Tilox, a couple other businesses, and not really sure what's going to happen to that area. And, it, you know, the mollification of Harvard Square continues, but it's nice to see places like Longfellow Bar, which is an independent spot, open there. And, you know, Milk Bar and Ampersand Pizza, you have to laugh whenever you say Ampersand Pizza. They're not independent places, but pretty high-quality spots. So, you know, it's changing for both good and bad, but there are some good restaurants coming in there. So I won't mention any closings because it'll depress you. So I'll just do a really quick couple of reviews.
Okay.
Of late. El Dante in the North End, which is about as old school restaurant as you get. It's on Salem Street. It's not a tourist trap at all. It's kind of a local hangout. You go in there and you see the older Italian guys hanging there. You see families hanging there. You can get Italian liqueurs like Campari, and, you know, pasta dishes, and totally unpretentious. And I absolutely love the place. I've been going there for years, but finally got around to reviewing it. So it's on Salem Street, which has a lot of great restaurants. Also, Roma's Bakery and Deli in Woburn. I don't know if we talked about that one, but
I don't think so.
Old Sicilian Italian bakery in Woburn Center that no one knows about. It's been there forever. But they have really good Sicilian pizza slices, and cheap, too. So you can go there after work, grab a few slices to take home with you, just reheat them in the oven, and good stuff. I mean, Sicilian pizza seems to be big in the Boston area.
And Woburn Center is quite the mecca for restaurants.
Oh, Woburn Center's got so many great restaurants.
It's the restaurant, it's the one that you sent us to last week.
Yeah, I mean, and of course, you know the Bayberry.
Yeah, Bayberry.
Yeah, the vegan and vegetarian Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So you guys like that,
unbelievable.
Huh?
Oh,
you went there with Peter?
With Peter, yeah, Parsec. Yeah.
It's a really good place.
It's crazy.
And of course, the restaurant, which is one of your favorites.
Yes, it is.
Greek restaurant that's a cafeteria by day and upscale at night. And finally, of course, you and I went to Buddy's Union Villa in Easton last weekend.
Burnt Edges.
Oh.
That's
classic
crazy.
Classic bar pizza. Yeah, it's about the best bar pizza in the southern suburbs. And real roadhouse, you call it. You know, kind of a dive bar.
Very much so.
Yeah. Mm. So, that's about it for now. I could keep going, but I won't. Okay. I'll do a PSA later because I know people are really, they can't wait.
We need those public service announcements, and we count on you to do that.
And we have some music, too.
Yeah, and you pick the next five songs.
Yep. So a mix of Americana because, you know, that's all I listen to. And Britpop because that's all I listen to as well.
How can that be?
I don't know. But let's get right to it.
Okay, you don't want to say anything about it? Just let it rip and we'll talk about it after?
Yeah, I'll just say the first song, it's actually someone from the Black Crowes. So this guy, no one really knows who he is, but he was a member of the Black Crowes, and talk about good Americana. This is Jackie Green.
Very cool. It's WMFO. Five songs from Mark. Coming up. Enjoy, everybody.
clothes that you wear, in the car that you drive, or the cutter of your hair. Honey, you got something I can't compare, and I've been a-thinking about you. I don't really care about the weather outside, and I don't want to talk about national pride. Is a woman who's nothing like me. Love is for fools, is a fool such as I. And I can't tell you how, and I can't tell you why. Oh, but honey, I just can't deny you at all. I wanna be your two-weekend lover, your boy in the bag, your one or the other. And I ain't looking for a wife or a mother, but honey, I've been thinking about you. Well, maybe you're wrong, and maybe you're right, and maybe we can sit here and argue all night. Or maybe you just better turn out the lights, 'cause honey, I've been thinking about you. Your hot-blooded sister, I'm sure there's a man for to love her and miss her. I didn't mean nothing, I just happened to kiss her. But honey, I was thinking about you. About your daddy's Corvette, your house in the hills, or your pink private jet, or the ring on your finger you say you regret. 'Cause honey, I've been thinking about you. All rat race to car chase, trains in the station, everyone wants to change the location. Everyone wants some new inspiration, but I can't stop thinking about you.
The skyway, it don't move at all like a subway. It's got bums when it's cold like any other place. It's warm up inside. Sitting down and waiting for a ride beneath the skyway. Catch my ride most every day. There wasn't a damn thing I could do or say up in the skyway.
This is a story about severe emotional problems. I always believed that if I ran off to India, wore sandals and shaved my head, and used body shop conditioner, burn incense like crazy, I could call myself a spirit head. But I only went to India to look on top. I wore sandals cause I'd smoked all my money, and I shaved off all my hair cause I had the fleas. I'd been sleeping all over, and the body shop conditioner was a present from a friend, and the incense used to hide the smell of the drug den where I lay. Yeah. And so I ask myself what my motives are for this lying need to look so free. And if I tell myself real honestly, what more can I admit to? Open up a door, he said, I'm gonna find out what I'm here for. He said, I'd find out soon. I got too much Saturn, not enough food. I always believed that if I never missed a yoga class, read my horoscope in the dailies, and recycled bottles, and nowhere red Indian, I could call myself a spirit man. But I was only doing yoga cause I fancied the teacher, and stars cause it looked good on paper. And I only went to church cause my granny gave me money when confession was over. And I only knew the Indian cause his brother's a dealer, bottles at a price on their return, so I could go and play. Oh my, my. And so I ask myself what my motives are for this lying need to look so free. And if I tell myself real honestly, what more can I admit to? Open up a door, he said, I'm gonna find out what I'm here for. He said, I'd find out soon. I got too much Saturn, not enough moon. We'll be right back.
my heart and hold my tongue. I feel my time. My time has come. Let me in. Unlock the door. I never felt this way before. And the wheels just keep on turning. The drummer begins to drum. I don't know which way I'm going. I don't know which way I've come. Hold my head inside your hands. I need someone who understands. I need someone, someone who hears. For you I've waited all these years. I'd wait till kingdom come, until my day is done, and say you'll come and set me free. Just say you'll tears and in your blood, in your fire and in your flood, I hear you laugh, I heard you sing. I wouldn't change a single thing. Just keep on turning. The drummers begin to drum. I don't know which way I'm going. I don't know what I've become. For you I'd wait till kingdom come. Until my day.
WMFO, Medford. Wow, Mark, what a great set that was.
Thanks. I put together Thursday night. I was nice. Just hanging around and, you know, doing the usual, watching Seinfeld. I'm like, oh, let's put together a little playlist of a segment. So, like I said, did a mix of Americana and Britpop, which are two of my favorite types of music. And so we started with Jackie Greene, like I said before. He played with the Black Crowes toward the end of the Black Crowes, just before they ended it all. You know, they broke up, unfortunately. Great band, but he's really talented. And as Tom told us, you know, he's big on the jam scene,
mm-hmm.
and he's playing Red Rocks, which, God, I'd love to
go to
Red Rocks.
Got to check that out. I mean, I love that song.
Yeah, so that was called Honey, I've Been Thinking About You. A lot of really great hooks in that song. After that was another Americana band, The Replacements. One of my, you know, it's funny, I didn't like The Replacements when they first came out. And now I just see how, I mean, they're absolute genius. music.
Yeah, I mean, I like them. I didn't give them the reverence that I do now, but I'm with you. I just love it.
Yeah, I mean,
them.
They're up there with REM to me, you know, as far as bringing back that Americana sound.
Yeah.
And that was Skyway, which, I guess that goes out to our friends in Minnesota who were using the Skyways in Minneapolis when it was 50 below over the past week.
Air temperature, 50 below.
Oh, my God. A friend of mine is out there. She said there was like a foot of ice on her windowsills inside.
Oh, my God.
Inside. A foot of ice.
Oh, inside.
Yeah.
Wow. So, bit of a draft problem there.
Yeah. Jeez. So I'm glad things are better out there now. And
wow.
It was terrible, though. It
this
really was.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. My sister-in-law and my brother live there.
Yeah.
And they've got two dogs. And usually they have, you know, trying to get the dogs to come back in. Not anymore. They go out, do what they got to do, and like, let me back in.
I can't imagine.
No.
Whoa.
So, yeah, things are better out there. And things are getting better here, too, fortunately. After the Replacements was Francis Dunnery. And you may ask, who is Francis Dunnery? Because nobody knows who he is. He was part of the Britpop scene, but he was also, he played with Robert Plant. He played with one of the members of Squeeze. And, you know, he's definitely got that kind of Matthew Sweet sound, but he's from Britain. And he's actually considered this incredible guitarist over there who kind of studied, you know, the Alan. I don't know if you know Alan Holdsworth, but Alan Holdsworth was considered one of the best guitarists of the last half century, really. So he was a big guitarist. He played a little, you know, that song had a little bit of good guitar work in it, but also a great songwriter. And that was called Too Much Saturn.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one that you pointed out the guitar solo? It said when it's live.
No. So actually, Francis Dunnery and Todd Park Marr, who is Big Head Todd, those two, I there was a little mini segment there where two great, great guitarists who people don't realize are great guitarists. And Todd Park Marr from Big Head Todd, boy, is he a great guitarist, especially when he plays, you know, Red Rocks and some of these huge venues. And Big Head Todd is one of my favorite bands of all time.
Me too.
Just such good stuff. And you've seen them, right?
I haven't seen them live, no.
No?
Oh, no.
It'd be great to see
them. I'm
going to
have to do that.
Still playing. That was Resignation Superman, funny title, from 1997 album. That also had Boom Boom, which is a great song. You know, that song with, I think, was it Johnny Lee Hooker?
Yeah, we played it last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Thanks for listening.
I was hiking. Okay. I'm always hiking, so...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Your ears shut off when you're walking. I understand.
Exactly.
Okay, no problem.
sorry about that. I guess I'm in the doghouse now.
Yeah.
No soup for you 1 year, right?
Yeah.
So that was Big Head Todd, anyways. And we finished with Coldplay. It's called... It has two titles to it. Till Kingdom Come, but it's also... What was that?
That was my headphones.
They're squeaky.
Yeah.
You need some WD-40 with them.
Jeez.
That was really squeaky.
I didn't realize it was going to come over the mic.
It did.
It did.
Yeah. Oh, so that's also, that title of the song is also called Untitled.
Stop it.
Okay. It's also called Untitled.
Oh, okay.
And it's, sorry.
What's the matter? Coldplay got your tongue?
Coldplay got my tongue. That was off X and Y, and it's a hidden track. At the end, sorry.
Wow.
I think we're going to have to end it right there.
No, I'd
but
like
to.
It's
Hidden Track off X and Y, which is a great album. one of the last great albums from Coldplay, in my opinion. They kind of floundered a little bit over the last 10 years, but X and Y was just an awesome album. And that track is, at, like, you have to listen to 3 minutes of silence to get to that song.
Well, this is radio, so I didn't do that.
No, I'm glad you didn't do that.
No.
I'm glad I forgot to warn you about
that,
too.
Excellent, thanks.
anyways, that was Till Kingdom Come, also known as Untitled, and off of an album that sold millions of copies. That's the album with Fix You on it.
Really, really a brilliant set there.
Thank you.
You should put it together on Thursday nights all the time.
Okay, next Thursday I'll put together, not that I'm on the air, but I'll be putting another segment, I guess.
It'll be a good exercise for you.
Sure.
Thank you, though. Sincerely, that was really, really excellent.
Thank
I got to
you.
Check some of those out. I don't know all of those. Those are great.
Definitely check out Jackie Green.
Absolutely. All right, so we've got time for another set and a half, maybe, and really happy to play some new Guided by Voices. I know that they put out a lot of product in this latest record called Zeppelin Over China. I've played stuff from it before, but I've never played this particular track. Guided by Voices, what a great band. This one's called Transpiring Anathema. Brand new noise here at WMFO, Medford.
News for you, Paul. Let me see. on the love you give to me. And I know that, yes, I know that the promises you made can easily fade. And I know that, yes, I know that my friends say I'm crazy, I should leave you behind. There's better love and all down the line. But I'm giving it all up for you, baby. I'm giving it all.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Be nice if we could have our cake and eat it, though that's impossible to do. But too many have invested in this outcome, they simply can't afford for it not to come true. We ceded too much power to the market, let it decide what's right or wrong. Now everyone seems willing to lend credence, and truth is so devalued, it's going for a song. Here's what the media really won't tell you, exactly who it is that's taking control back. All opinions are equal in the free market of ideas, and truth is nothing more than an opinion that's garnered the most likes, provoked the loudest cheers. Have principles, that's nice. The market isn't interested in values except for those it can define as price. All bow to the power of the market till it throws up a different face. If you're not white or male or compliant, the system is designed to keep you in your place. Not everything that counts can be counted. Who holds the markets to account? Not everything that counts can be counted.
WMFO Medford. So 10:55 in the morning. Let's just get a quick little PSA in here, courtesy of Mark.
Your blood, one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Sorry, today.
Thank you, Mark. All right, so just about out of here, I want to thank Mark and I want to thank Les very much for coming in.
Thank you.
It was a stellar sets on both
of you.
Really, 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 really appreciate it. and quickly started that last set with Guided by Voices, brand new from their CD called Zeppelin Over China, Transpiring Anathema. The Jay Giles Band, of course, from Nightmares and Other Tales from the Vinyl Jungle, Giving It All Up, great track from 1974. Uncle Tupelo from 2002, it's an anthology called 89 to 93, an anthology. I Want to Be Your Dog, an Iggy Pop track that they really did a great job
album.
On.
I'm the person who has that album.
Oh, there's always one.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And Billy Bragg, who's not at all British, not at all the way he is, does his diction and stuff. 2017, Bridges Not Walls, so it's not everything that counts can be counted. And I just want to take this last couple of minutes to play a song to help the New England Patriots tomorrow. Our friend Al Petulis has a side project called the Dread Sox, and he did a song called Brady. So first of all, before we do that, let's welcome our friend Kirsten for something about the women.
Hey.
Wait, I should turn your mic on.
Oh, there you go. Good morning. I love that last set. I feel like I love that last set. That was really nice to be here and hear you put that all together.
Well,
not
cool.
A bad one amongst them. But I did think Billy Bragg was Italian, so I don't know. I guess I learned something new every day.
Oh, Northern Italian, which
Northern
is also
Italian.
Known as England.
Very clever.
As a lot of people get upset with me now, but
nothing new.
Yeah.
All right, so what's going on with something about the women?
You know, just chilling out. I will say I'm thrilled that it's Groundhog Day. The groundhog didn't see his shadow, so that means that spring is here. So
that's correct.
That snow out there, it's an illusion.
Really?
It's
that's
an
right.
illusion. It's not really there.
Nope, it's not.
So, yeah.
It'll just be a really cold spring.
It'll be a little bit of a chilly spring. It's going to warm up. And then for the next couple hours, I'm just going to play some music. I have a couple of requests that I'm playing. There are some musicians that are playing live coming up, so I will, of course, play them.
Excellent.
And just have fun.
All right.
Sounds
so good. Let's wish the New England Patriots, who are in the Super Bowl tomorrow.
Go Pats.
I don't know how many times they've been in the Super Bowl. This is for the ring number six, though.
Right. And, you know, the first team they played was the Rams.
It was.
So it's kind of a bookend type game.
But it's L.A. Rams now,
yeah,
in quotes.
Exactly. And, you know, there was someone on the Rams who said, and back in 2002, they said, we're seeing the start of a dynasty. And he was right. He just didn't know which team.
That's correct. All right, so good luck, Patriots. Stick around for Kirsten and Something About the Women right after this good luck charm for the Patriots. I'm Mike. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week at 9 with Tyler Morris.
See ya.
Thanks, everybody.
Number 12, Tom Brady.
Tom, Tom, Tom. Tom, Tom, Tom. Tom, Tom, Tom. Tom, Tom, Tom. Great football is his game. He's headed to the Hall of Fame. His name is Tom Brady, but we call him GOAT. It ain't no joke, 'cause the old man on the team makes all the young players cream. Cheer him in the grandstand, see five rings on just one hand.